Module 6, Form for External Evaluation, the Site Visit Report. In this unit, you will find two key instruments that external evaluators, members of the Evaluation Commission, are expected to use to carry out their tasks. In detail, the assessment form, to be used to analyze the self-evaluation report that higher education institutes fill out as a result of self-observation and evaluation. In this respect, the form is used to clarify and verify details of the self-evaluation report. In particular, the assessment form aims at providing the team of experts with a standardized analysis of the self-evaluation report. The suggested index for the external evaluation report that the Evaluation Commission has to prepare at the end of the site visit, or, in other terms, at the end of the evaluation exercise. This document is divided in two parts: self-evaluation report analysis, also by means of an assessment form, and suggested index for the external evaluation report. The assessment form breaks down the self-evaluation report into a detailed list of items. The level of completion may be indicated for each item as follows: M for missing, if it's not included in the self-evaluation report; TBC for to be completed, if it is only partially answered; A for adequate, if the analysis is adequate; and A* for adequate with comment, if improvements are to be made. This module includes the assessment form to be used for the self-evaluation report. As you will note, the form has 9 sections. In addition to the introduction, the assessment form includes the following sections: vision, mission, strategic plan; strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats; teaching and learning; research; external contribution; resources; management and organization; and quality assurance. This form can be consulted in further detail in the documents accompanying this presentation. Now let us turn our attention to the site visit report. AVAPRO suggests that this report have 8 sections. In addition to the introduction, the 8 sections include general comments on the self-evaluation report, the current situation in the faculty, summary of on-site meetings and comments, mission, objectives, strategic plan of the faculty, results regarding teaching and research, governance, management, and autonomy, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, and finally, plans for improvement in line with available funding. Note that 6 sections have room for recommendations and advice.